thank you everybody for joining this call. Gabby, thank you again for setting it up and also for sending the report. I'm still in the process of booting up my computer to open it. But I think everybody has seen a copy of the draft report that Gabby has sent out. And I know that I think you received some comments, but are there any other comments that needed to be voiced on this call? And Gabby, I don't know, do we want to go through that report?
Yes, if those who can either open it on their laptop, like in the inbox, or you can go on Adobe Connect. It's up there, and I will just run through and explain what I've done. And yeah. Anyway, so if you look at the first page, you will see that it's the key recommendations from part one and part two are summarized there. Because if you remember, we already submitted the first part of the report at the Prague meeting. So this is this report has really been modified to be able to put in part one and part two. Part one has been slightly modified so that it doesn't look weird with part two. But I have highlighted the parts that I modified. So, and on the first page, you will see just a summary of the key recommendations in part one and part two. And I would ask you to have a look at these key recommendations and see if I missed something. I took out what I thought were the key recommendations, but perhaps you don't agree and you would like to add something there. So I'd ask you to have a look at that. The first part is the background, which is the same background as in the first report that we agreed on and which was presented to the council. I had to take out a few bits of it at the end, which said this is just the first draft report and the second one will follow, because it's not adequate to have it in there anymore. And I added some text about how we added the second, what the second part is dealing with. Then if you can follow me scrolling on Adobe Connect, you'll see that page three, there's no change. On page four, you see that I added something is highlighted there, and this is the input that we received at the council meeting in Prague. I think it was Roloff who asked us to put in some text on how we expect that working group volunteers need to actively participate in the work of the CCNSO. So, because he was a bit worried that we put too much responsibility on the chair, he also wanted us to really highlight that.
Yes.
The volunteers are expected to participate as well. And this is also the part that where I have received the only comment from. Hello, can I just ask who joined? Hello? Is this Victor? Hello?
Suleiman again.
Suleiman. Oh, okay. Welcome, Suleiman.
Yes.
So, Suleiman, what's page four of the report?
The problem is the phone. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm letting you in, Sokol, here. So, this is also the only part where I have received a comment so far. Hong said she would like to change the wording slightly. So it should not say... Oh, sorry, no, it wasn't here. No, it was nothing about the wording. What she highlighted is that there is a recommendation in here that we did not discuss, and that's true, we did not discuss it. I just put it in there, and as you might have seen on the email list, I explained why I put it in there. It's the recommendation that if a volunteer does not attend more than three subsequent meetings in a row without a valid reason, the working group chair has the right to exclude the member. I put it in there inspired by our bylaws, because our bylaws actually say that about councillors. it's not really used, but it's there, and I thought that it's actually a good rule that there is the possibility. You don't have to implement it, but it's there in case you think that, you know, it really should work and you'd never turn up, so that there is the tool for that. So I've put it in there, but I know it hasn't been discussed or agreed with the group, but I thought that in this, if since Roloff really wanted this highlighted, I thought that this would be quite suitable in this respect. So, but this is up for discussion, whether you agree or not, because this is really something I just put in there inspired by our bylaws. So,
Just a quick comment to that, Gabby. I think from my perspective, given that we had received that feedback from the council, and Roloff, I guess, was the person who gave that feedback, and given that there's some other language, that this language, similar language has been used somewhere else, from my perspective, I don't think that there's any problem including it, but as pointed out by Hong, I guess we never discussed it, but is that something that we want to quickly discuss now, or do we leave it until after you go through the entire document?
I think that I would like to have the feeling of the group, the spontaneous feeling, what they think of it now. And, of course, you can also add your comments later after you digest this, but does anyone have any spontaneous thoughts about this part right now? Is there any objection about adding this text? Well, I can't hear any objections against it. So
wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you read the text again?
Yes. Shall I read the full text? So this is the new paragraph.
This suggestion.
I will read the full paragraph because it's full together, but it's the second part that's mostly important. So it's saying that the council is recommended to highlight the expectation that the working that the volunteers commit to actively participate in the work of the working group. An addition to the charter can be made that if a volunteer has not attended more than 3 subsequent meetings without a valid reason in a row, the working group chair has the right to exclude the working group member.
I object to that strongly.
Okay, can you give a reason?
Yes, I think that it's a subject that should be discussed privately between the chair and the person and some agreement arrived at. I just think it's very inappropriate for us to start making wrist-slapping rules.
Okay, but Dottie has explained this is actually something that's in our bylaws for the councillors, for instance. So this is just, and it has never been implemented. It doesn't, you know, hinder the chair
to... If it's in the bylaws, then it stands, it can be used, but it does not have to be in writing as part of this group, you know? I really don't like this black and white stuff. I just think it's real inappropriate.
Dottie, from my perspective, the way I read it, I guess the important section that we could try to look at is that it says that if somebody misses 3 meetings in a row without valid reason, right? So somebody could have missed 2 meetings, but then they have a valid reason and they can communicate that to the chair.
I just don't, we're not a wrist-slapping operation. I just don't agree with it. I really think it's using up time in an inappropriate way, energy. If the person is missing the meetings, they're not there and they're not included and they're not considered. You know, and it is important to say that you expect participation, but I don't think there's any reason to make exclusionary exclusionary clauses.
Dot, you know, I think the reason for why...
Especially if in the background, it's okay to do it, you know.
Dottie, I think just to let you understand the reason for why such courses exist, and that's because often people volunteer to a working group and never show up because they want to be able to put it in their CV or whatever. They just really use, I don't know, membership in a working group just to boast their CV. And as I said, you don't have to implement this rule, but I think it's maybe not bad that there is such a rule, exactly as it is for the council, for instance. There is such a rule, we do not implement it, but it's at least maybe, holding off some people from joining. And I can understand the frustration of a working group chair that tries everything to get people involved and don't. I mean, I personally don't think it's bad that it's there. And the background is to encourage people to actually join and not only use it for, you know, CV enhancing purposes.
I think we should think up some really interesting way to encourage people to join other than this. Anyway, my vote will be against it, and I probably won't change it, okay? That's my input.
Okay, so we have one objection. We have one objection.
Can I have a comment, please?
Of course.
I can see Delty's reaction and also your argument even for it. Perhaps I'll suggest if there is any way to change a little bit the language, instead of saying that the chair has the right to exclude the working group member, to say that the member can be... can be exited from the group. I mean, what? Because I've been in a similar situation. When you have a volunteer organization, it's a little bit to penalize people and to put exclusion clauses. So I'm just throwing an idea. Perhaps the language can be adjusted a little bit to not be so strict. Just an idea from my side.
You want
how
to
about,
kind of, yeah.
How about something like if somebody misses three meetings without reason, that they get some particular assignment to that they have to, you know, to be to continue to be included.
This is Bart. Do you hear me?
Yep.
May I make a suggestion? It's very clear to say this will need some further discussion. That Gabby, that you and I work on it, because Hong isn't on the call and she raised this as an issue.
But she was she wasn't against it. She just raised it because it hadn't been discussed. So.
No, but that we go, say, because otherwise we get stuck here. Let's just identify this needs to further discussion maybe for the next call, and then scroll through to the through the whole document. And
Maybe
if there are other issues, identify them as well, and then maybe we come back with some either other language or we note this, and so people can think on it and see where we end there.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bart. I think you and I, we can come up with something alternative and then let's see what happens with it.
I also can
see Dottie's point, and it's not that I, you know, I'm strongly for keeping it. It's just a suggestion, so I can also see the point. And I think that we might find some compromise. I mean, we might soften the language or something.
Dottie? I have one question. Do you agree that, say, the chair needs to have at least means to enter into a conversation with say, some people who hardly show up and then disrupt the working groups?
I think the chair already has the right to speak to anybody they want to at any time about any reason. I think it's too Eastern European a concept. Okay.
Well, it's actually, as I said, the concept is in the Western European bylaws, so I would not say that Eastern European at all. Also, if you read it, it says an addition to the charter can be made. It's not saying it must be made. I'll suggest that we soften the language and perhaps find a compromise.
Just as long as I'm on the stage, I don't think there should be anything in there about it at all. I think that there should be something in there that says that the chair of working groups should be responsible for inspiring the participation of everyone, as opposed to a wrist-slapping thing about people who don't work.
Okay, Dottie, let's leave this for now. We will try to work on the language, and that perhaps everyone can, you know, agree on. I can see your point. I don't think that I understand why you raise it. This is also why I highlighted this, because it really is important to discuss this. So let's leave this for now and move on in the document. On page 6. Exactly, this is something I think Leslie suggested. The council is to recommend to instruct the capacity study group members to develop a set of best practices for working group chairs, which should be considered by the inspiring working group chair and help them in structuring their work. So she thought, since we put pretty much responsibility on the chairs, actually, she would welcome some kind of paper that would help, you know, new chairs to be guided on what they should do. So this paragraph is new as well, and it's based on the feedback we received in Prague. Are there any comments on that?
No. Well, actually, one comment. Is this supposed to be a separate paper?
Yes, this should be a separate paper. This is nothing to do with the report. This is just a guidance for... Yeah?
Question is whether we want the capacity study group to do this, or that, say, the chairs, etc., consider this and then we record it. Because developing best practices is something. You can record what is happening as well and what they've identified as best practices, and maybe we can facilitate that discussion. But say, at least, maybe it's a suggestion from Leslie. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. So we're in part 2, which is completely new now. This is the part that is trying to summarize everything that we did now since Prague. I hope you read the text. I'm not going to go through everything. I hope you have read it and that you agree. I can just mention something. First of all, the table on page 8 will probably need to be updated. Bart, you mentioned that this will need to be updated, right? I think Bart is responsible for the tables here. So he will update the table. If you haven't read it, please read it, because I don't think it's any idea for me to go through the text word by word here. On page 9, I have highlighted one part. This should all be familiar with you, because we all went through this step by step during every call. But I highlighted one part the third step in this triaging process. I added. This is where, you know, you will remember these steps that we needed to take in the triaging process, that 2 out of 3 of these triage group working group members had to agree within 2 working days whether to pursue the issue or not. And I was thinking while writing this that maybe it could happen that, you know, that there would not, two of the three would not be available. So I added, in case less than two triage group members are available, the chair will be asked to step in. This is normally what we do if someone is not available. In that case, we normally ask the chair to you know, have the final say. But this is new, and this was not discussed during the previous call, so I would like to have your views on this as well, if you agree or not.
And Gabby, in this case, this staff is the one that asks the chair to step in? Or is that
Yes, that will be us, because we are, you know, we will be available, but we are the one who, you know, forwarded to the triage group. So, yeah, we will be the ones.
Gabby?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Victor. Could it be that the chair will be asked to step in, or any council that the chair assigned to step in? Because probably the chair may not be available at that time, or another person with better skills to decide that, and the chair assigns other council members to be one of the two triage group members instead of being the chair.
There will be three triage group members, and none of them, I guess, will be the chair. So this would just be in case that there would not be not two of the three triage group members would be available. Then we would ask the chair. I think to add another assigned person would be complicating the whole matter. I'm not sure what others think, but I think that we should perhaps, yeah.
Maybe add to this, say, the chair or one of the vice chairs.
Okay, yeah, that would be yeah.
That would be another one, yeah.
Mhm. The vice chairs. Okay, I'll
one
add
of
that.
The vice chairs.
Mhm.
One of the vice chairs.
Yeah, I've taken note.
Because
of the vice
we
chairs.
Will know and who is available. Say, during holidays, in holiday season, you may end up with a real issue here.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I will modify this to say the chair or one of the vice chairs will be asked to step in. Are there any other comments on this?
No, I think that sounds good.
Okay, let's move on. The third part is dealing with the prioritization model. I'm showing here what the Eisenhower matrix is. You know, how it's working. And the final part here, the yellow highlighted part, I'm trying to explain what's in the last matrix on page 13. And actually, I wasn't really... It's just really highlighted because I really want Bart to explain it better than I did. So, Bart, really, this is more directed for you. If you could, because I was not sure that I explained it correctly. So,
can
I would
you
just like
scroll down to the matrix.
Yes, of course.
You see is, and I say, if you've got the document in front of you, say on your laptop, and in the Adobe room, what you see is. So what we've done is put in some color, and say what you will see in say the greenish bit, so that's the center, say assigning a priority and a priority in comparison to other activities, this is really a council decision. Then you'll see a second category of decisions, that is prioritization criteria. And these are suggested by the triage group. So, and these can be filled in by, say, based on the template, etc., and then are ready for documentation. And then the final category is more the administrative checks. And this is more for the secretariat to fill in after the decision of the council. So this is all about a single request. So how it fits in the complete work plan, what priority is assigned to it, etc. And then the final one, and that's what Gabi introduced, was say, has the council decided to initiate the work, for instance, do a cease and desist statement? When was it decided? So when is the final go? So the decision date, and is it included in the work plan? So that's more the administrative parameters around each and every request. Scroll up again, Gabi.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. Yep.
Yeah, so in fact, if you look at it, say, that, say, the yellow bit, the secretariat has to consider following aspects, initiate work, final go, include. So this is more an administrative task at the end of the decision-making process.
Okay, well,
that clarifies it.
Okay, so Bart, I will work with this a little bit, and I hope what you can assist in
absolutely.
So this is not something that we would just have to develop a little bit. And then there is actually, I mean, there's nothing more that I can comment on. I just say, you see, there are two documents in the appendix. There's one, the template for the council so that they can see what it would look like for the triage working group. And then it's the second appendix, which Bart just ran through, how to actually, the decision-making model. So that's the report. So unless you have, if you haven't read it, please read it, and please let me know your comments. As I said, we will work on some part, the highlighted parts, and I will bring in what Hong suggested as well. And so I hope that the report is clearer now. Are there any spontaneous reactions? Have you read it?
Gabi, this is Fernando. Thank you again for going through this. So, quick question: just for that one item where we had, where Dottie had some comments. I think going forward, what the plan is to try to massage the language and then come up with a new version of that and then circulate it to the group or.
Yes. We will. I will work on this, and I will. I guess, I don't know, would you like to have a call in 2 weeks again or to finalize it? Because on the 15th, but I will make a new draft of this report, and I hope we can reach a compromise on everything. And, and so the plan is just that once we redrafted it, we'll send it again, and I ask you, please read it and come back with your comments. Preferably before the call, so that we know what's up for discussion. So the plan is that we hopefully will agree on the report by the latest somewhere in March, because we need to present it for the council in Beijing.
Yeah, I think maybe if that's the only outstanding item, and if we could get new language so that everybody agrees to, maybe in 2 weeks we could potentially agree on a final report.
I would hope so, but that really requires everyone to read it so that we can agree on it. But so I will try to get out the revised report as soon as possible. I'm actually on holiday next week, but I might have a look at it during the holidays, so I'll try to get it out as soon as possible.
Or early the week after, Gabi.
Yeah, right. Or the early, like early in the week, the week 11th, 12th of February. It's not that much. I mean, there are just a few items. But please, if you read it through and you see other items that I did not, you know, bring up now or highlight now, can you please let me know by sending it out to the email list as soon as possible, so we know that what we need to work on.
Gabby, given that you're going to be on holidays, as you mentioned, do you think we should try another call for the 15th or 22nd instead to try to...
No, I think the 15th. I mean, I try to work on this still during next week, so if I don't send it out next week, it'll be out early next... You know, early in the week, 11th, 12th of February. So it's not that much, so it's not that much to do, I think.
Okay.
Unless you read it and come up with loads of things that needs to be changed. So.
Okay, so then let's go ahead and plan to have hopefully a final call next in 2 weeks on the 15th, and if we can all read it one more time and see if we have any comments, if we could send them to Gabby, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, please use the email list so that everyone knows immediately, you know, if someone agrees or not. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I think thank you very much, everybody, for joining the call, and thank you, Gabby and Bart, for all your work on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Good
weekend.
Bye-bye, all.
Okay, Gabby.
Bye. We'll see.